brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Bertarelli reporting with a follow-up to this week's notice by a California environmental group called the Center for Environmental Health. They say they intend to sue a number of California businesses distributing and selling leaded avgas, that includes oil companies and FBOs. According to CEH, these businesses are in violation of California's Proposition 65, which is sort of an all-purpose statute related to, meant to control environmental toxins of all kinds. For an industry perspective, we're talking today with Walt DeRozier of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. Walter, I know you've been spending the last couple of days looking into this, and what have we learned so far, and where's this thing likely to go?
Well, the CEH environmental organization, basically, this is what their entire purpose is. They identify various sources of toxins, and they use the California law, Proposition 65, to file notice with organizations that they believe are in violation or might be contributing to the pollution. Most of their activities focus on lead in various sources, and today we're just taking a look at their latest effort, which is to focus on leaded aviation gasoline.
Now, there is, we've talked a little bit about the potential jurisdiction issue here, which I guess at this juncture is a little hard to pin down.
We've seeked out with the GA Coalition and all the other general aviation associations the support of some legal counsel, because that's really going to take a proper review from them. But in terms of jurisdiction, there is certainly federal preemption for aviation safety and anything that would affect aviation safety at the federal level. In this case, there's kind of a combination of issues with California state law and environmental requirements for water pollution. But in their suit, they're also talking about the having to suspend the production and delivery of all fuel for aviation gasoline. And so that, I think, would come into some potential safety implications, and that's where I think there's some potential federal preemption issues.
So to boil that down, it seems like if this organization, as part of its settlement, said, look, you have to stop selling 100 low lead, then the FAA could come in and say, hey, wait a minute, that's a safety issue, and we're kind of exercising our authority here.
Yeah, we certainly believe it would have a dramatic potential impact on safety. And so, yeah, we think there definitely should be some focus being spent on this issue from the FAA and from the EPA in terms of the federal actions they're already taking, and to ensure that there's no secondary unintentional or impact on aviation safety in California.
From Russ's interview, which you can find elsewhere on AbWeb, they seem to be unaware that the industry is pursuing an unleaded alternative here. They seem to be not aware of the FAA ARC committee, for example. Can that come into play here?
I think it certainly could. I mean, it's clear from their press release and the statements that they've made that they're aware of the EPA's activity at a federal level under the Clean Air Act on the National Ambient Air Quality Standards for lead. They cite some of the data and the studies that the EPA has done in trying to calculate an estimation of the inventory of lead emissions that comes from general aviation aircraft. But they really do not recognize, or maybe it's just an education, how much effort and activity has gone in to seeking out unleaded fuel alternatives that would ensure the safety of the fleet, ensure an ability to transition, and that work is being done by both the FAA and the EPA in collaboration with the industry.
Now, there's some concern here because a number of these businesses that have been named are FBOs, and of course FBOs, they're caught like everybody else is in a difficult economy, so they don't have the resources necessary to fight a threat like this. Is there a concern here that some of those guys will just look at this and say, hey, I'm giving up, I'm getting out of the business?
There's certainly a significant concern about the viability and the strength of general aviation, and so I don't believe that any one of them will be on their own. The entire GA community, as well as all the other organizations and businesses that support the GA community, in addition to those FBOs, a lot of the fuel producers were also named and given notice about the suit. Ultimately, the real potential impact on those organizations will be if and when this environmental organization may file a suit. Right now, it's simply a notice, putting them on notice that they believe they are in violation of the California Proposition 65, and that they may potentially file a suit sometime 60 days or further into the future.
Do any of these businesses face any monetary charges ahead of that suit filing? In other words, do they have to begin to defend themselves, or do they just have to wait?
Well, I think most prudent businesses would probably be in their interest to make sure that they have the proper legal assessment, but there's no legal action that they have to take. So it's not any official action other than just preparation and making sure they have a strong position in a case in the event it ever goes forward. So there could certainly be a significant impact today on the business in terms of the uncertainty, in terms of what are the risks in the future and trying to make sure they build a case, but there's no legal action yet in place.
Is there any mechanism or any discussion of a mechanism to help some of these businesses, some of the smaller FBOs, if they need legal defense funds?
Well, I think the entire General Aviation Coalition of GA associations are truly looking at how do we make sure that we can protect and preserve the rights of general aviation and the safety of general aviation. And so we've got some legal counsel taking a look at this. We're evaluating what the options and the strategy might be to ensure that we can protect general aviation. We're also beginning to talk with the FAA and the EPA at the federal level to better understand some of the potential jurisdictional issues, as well as some discussions with legal activity in California to see if the state might also have some positions in terms of recognizing what the EPA and FAA are doing and whether or not the Attorney General in California might have a potential role in being able to determine if this is something appropriate to move forward at this time. So I think there's a lot of activity to try to identify if this is something that would be able to move forward or should move forward in the first place.
Are there resources available if these FBOs needed it in terms of legal funds?
I know the National Air Transport Association is coordinating with their membership, which represents a lot of these FBOs and organizations. And I don't think there's been specific discussions among the broader community, but I think the broader community is certainly aware and concerned and are ready to defend and protect general aviation.
GAMA and AOPA and EAA joined together to approach ASTM about a new low-lead standard, the 100 VLL fuel, which has 20% less lead. Could that come into play here?
Yes, we certainly believe that as an industry, we have worked to identify a safe and seamless replacement fuel that would actually provide a minimum of 20% reduction in the maximum amount of tetraethyl lead that's contained in aviation gasoline. We see this as a very proactive approach in terms of trying to reduce lead emissions that would make it available to the states. The primary objective in doing so is recognition and response to the EPA's new National Ambient Air Quality Standard for lead, which is a 90% reduction in the stringency level. And so that provides an opportunity for general aviation to contribute a reduction in lead emissions to support the state compliance with those new standards. And we think the same applies in California. That would be available for a significant reduction in the immediate near term as we continue to work towards a viable and safe alternative fuel to replace leaded fuel.
And we should point out that the California standard is a state standard on water quality, which really has nothing to do with the EPA air standards.
That's correct.
It's their own separate statute. Okay, where do we go from here, do you think?
Well, I think it's real important to continue to assess and understand just the legal and regulatory basis here. The jurisdiction question that you raised, I think, is a very good one and an area that we need to look at more. I know that those who are named and provided notice of this action are also coordinating among themselves and coming up with their appropriate strategy and defense. And so I think we need to better understand and know what the options and strategies are and moving forward. But I think there's a lot of solidarity in coordinating a common response in defense of general aviation.
Okay, Walter. Well, thanks very much for the update.
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb, and we've been speaking with Walt DeRozier of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.